Dr. Max is here.
Good morning.
Chiropractor, 30 years, part of the South Dakota outdoor experience. All right, tell us your story.
Well, hey, East River deer hunting, it seemed like they were bunched up. And I shot myself what I thought was a nice buck until I started hearing you talk about Sal's buck. And I got some pictures of some bucks that some cousins of mine shot up north out by the river. I have the feeling that the bucks in Hamlin County have some T-shirts that say size doesn't matter. They're good-sized buck, pretty small rack.
I'll say one thing for him. He's a better hunter than he is golfer.
Well, that's good. I would have to say the same for myself.
There you go. All right. I had a chance to go be your featured speaker yesterday with the Lion's Den.
Yes.
They don't tail twist anymore with that club, which I always appreciate.
The Sioux Falls Downtown Lions Club. Yes.
Very, very nice club. Nice people. And Dr. Tom was honored.
Yes. Dr. Tom White was honored. We're going to make him in the Lions Club Hall of Fame. And the reason that there might not have been a good tail twister this year is because I was asked to be the tail twister, and I said, hey, I've done it enough times. You need to find someone else. So
it was funny. Tom Haber was there. You were there. You guys were both presidents in the 90s.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to those in the 2000s, but the only ones I could find were the 90s and the gentleman that was there today, because his dad helped really put the club together.
His grandpa, yes. Al Schock got over 100 members in our Lions Club.
Well, the one message that we talked about yesterday, and it even breaks me up when I do it, is our service clubs need to reach out. They need to grow. Or 5 to 10 years from now, we won't be able to tell the Dr. Tom stories.
That's right. And for the young listeners out there, all I can say is that for people my age, just you assume that I'm older than you and younger than Bill Zortman. But in my generation, we have it's my duty. I'm loyal. I joined this club, and I'm going to stick with it. That kind of feeling has kind of been lost with the way we can go into a store and get on our iPhone and compare prices. This feeling of loyalty, this allegiance that was very something that was in my upbringing doesn't happen quite as often. It isn't anything bad, but it's something that you younger generation people, if you look back at something, well, that's something Mom and Dad did. How come I don't do it? Maybe you should ask yourself.
The other thing I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving, and I know my wife is as well, and Mayor Mike Huther is, that we found Reinecke Chiropractic in the last few months.
Well, things like that really humble me, Bill. And after being in the business over 30 years, I have gotten quite confident in my skills and the skills of my techs that run that ARPWAVE instrument. And I've gotten to the point that it's just, it isn't up to me anymore. If you come in, we're going to get that life force going in your body, and we're going to improve your quality of life. It's just a matter of people calling and getting in, and just like with you, you're feeling better than you thought you could.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten any younger in the last few months.
No, and I'd like to say I have kind of gone on quite a program in the last 3 or 4 years, treating some troubles I had nutritionally and getting those kind of low-grade infections under control and lost a little weight and had a little heart problem that I dealt with nutritionally. Lots of times the medical world blames things on viruses as far as maybe causing a heart problem or causing diabetes or some autoimmune reaction, but they never have anything to do for the virus. And nutritionally, I treated that. My heart is stronger. I've been arping in some different ways, and this process of teaching Dr. Jordy how to be a good chiropractor, I'm the one that's benefited from it because he's been practicing on me just about every day. So the results, me out walking. Like the ad says, get out of the truck. We get out of the truck. We walk, we block, we walk, we walk. And instead of saying, hey, my knee's too sore, my foot hurts like heck, I'm going to block this time, I could keep saying, hey, I'm going to walk. And my legs felt tired, but they didn't feel sore. And my buddy that he's a couple years older than me, when I talked with him on Monday, he said he was pretty stiff and sore, and I was just tired. So I guess I got it going both ways. I can thank the good Lord for the abilities he gave me to help other people. And that's enough right there. But to get it on the other side, for me to reap those same benefits, I'm really blessed.
Well, we all live in a community, and the last thing I thought I would do is go to a chiropractor. And I heard you say something one day that was in our golf show, and I had a little twitch. Turned out it was more than a twitch in the knee. You found something else. And I was able to do this Washington, D.C. tour with these farm leaders on the three-mile walk that turned out to be almost 8 miles in the rain in April. And it was like, if it hadn't been for you, I couldn't have walked up the steps of the Capitol and the steps of the Lincoln, the Jefferson, and all those buildings. You made a difference.
There are no railings on the steps to the Capitol.
There are not. There were a lot of people shouting obscenities out there, which we see when we go to Washington. But I appreciate you for what you did, and that's very sincere. And I joke when I tell people, I've got three chiropractors in the family, and they can't believe that I went to see somebody that wasn't a relative. And it was like, sometimes you're better off if you don't. You go try, you figure out how it works, and you figured out how to make me work, and that was pretty important.
Well, and that simply said, you folks out there, I can pretty much guarantee that most of the listeners aren't related to me, so that fills Bill's number one edict. And the other one is, come in. We can make a difference.
How do they reach you?
Call 335-0880. Melissa's our receptionist. She'll take good care of you. Carrie and Christy, they kind of work the back with the ARP, and they work the front too and take the x-rays. I was really touched when one of our patients mentioned that coming to the office is kind of like coming, they feel at home. And that's what we aim for, not only to get your body functioning properly, but to have you have a place where you feel comfortable being, you feel comfortable bringing your children in. I adjusted a 10-year-old boy on Tuesday for the first time, and about a 3-year-old that's been in before. He's got the fluid in the ears thing. MD's saying he needs tubes. MD said, get him to a chiropractor, see if the chiropractor can clear it up before we do this tube stuff. And for a little guy with ants in his pants, when we finally got him down and adjusted his atlas, he started giggling.
Wow. Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for all you do for me and all those that are listening and should be listening.
It's an honor to be your friend, Bill, and I would just wish all the listeners a very blessed Thanksgiving. Remember to say thanks for what you got.